It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Peru, Nebraska, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer, taking care of you, taking care of me, by the way, just so you know. Tom Couch with you here, courtside, PA guys introducing the starters. It's time for the guys' game. Let me introduce them to you. What do you say? First of all, for Peru State, Bobcats coming in under first season head coach Roman Gentry. They are 18-6. They are 13-5 at a conference, and they are having a fantastic season. Peru State, check these starters out. You got Troy Houghton. He's a 6'4" senior from Omaha. Lorenzo Anderson, a 6'3" senior from Lithonia, Georgia. He's out of Judson University. You got Dave Wingett Jr., a 6'7" junior from South Dakota State University. Man Baker, 6'2 senior from Aurora, Colorado. And running it out is going to be Jabril Harris. He's a 6'8 senior from Chicago. So, yeah, you got those sizes right. They go 6'4, 6'3, 6'7, 6'2, 6'8. Four of the Benedictine Ravens. And Ryan Moody, his assistant, and associate head coach John Appear. Benedictson is going to be starting. 6-foot freshman Sam Ungashik out of Blue Valley West High School in Overland Park. You're going to have out of Kansas City, Missouri, 6'2 junior Ahmad Lewis. Right up the road is Jaden Timmy's hometown, Omaha. He's a 6'6 senior from Creighton Prep. Braden Belt out of Andover Central High School in Andover, Kansas, a 6'1 junior in. Starting tonight at the 5 for Benedictine from Liberty North High School in Liberty, Missouri. 6'6 senior Tyson Caffey. Benedictine in the traveling black with red. Peru State in the home white with blue. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine and Peru State as the ball goes up. The tip away. Peru is going to control it down. And we're underway. Bobcats with a basketball. They're going to walk it up and look to be pretty patient, but don't expect that to last long there. A team that likes to get up and down, move the ball, put some points on the board. Here's a long three. Going to be a little bit short. Rebounding it down is going to be Jaden Timmy. Benedictine taking it the other way. BC will work it out on top, and Sam Ungashik will run the ball club from the point guard position. Half a minute into the game. We're still scoreless. Belt will dump it over to the right side of Kathy. Tyson backs in, twists, turns, nothing. Comes back out on top, defended by Jabril Harris. 9 on the shot clock, Ungashik. Back over to the right side, Timmy. Feeds underneath to Tyson, off his hands and out of bounds. Tyson Caffey, unable to handle the soft pass. 19-12 to go in the first half. Back up with it will come Peru State. Up the floor, that is Jabril Harris. He'll square up, launch three, very short, and a rebound, Benedictine. Timmy will have his second board of the game. Here comes Sam, over to the left side to Jaden. Back out on top to Sam. Peru State, and their little player defense, to Belt over on the right edge. He'll dribble to the top, shot is up, it's deflected. Batting it away is going to be Wingertson. Here comes Peru State. Wingert will bring it up before himself. Cuts to the right side, all the way to the baseline. Ravens are going to cut him off. He tries a little behind him. Has a layup, and it won't go in. And we're going to have a foul. You know, they're just going to see it goes out of bounds off the Ravens. Shot clock's at 21, 18:34 to go. And what is still a scoreless opening half. Peru with the basketball around and around. They'll go back to our stolen by Sam. He just picks off the inbound bounce pass. Races into the forecourt. He's 1-on-4. Slows up, waits for some help. Timmy, top of the key. It's 3. Yes! Jaden, Timmy, and Benedictine. Starts in front, 3-0. 18-18 to play, first half. Jaden, Timmy, his family comes to just like all of the games, and for them, this has got to be a delight as they are closer to here than they are to Atchison. Here's a layup in the middle of the lane. It's going to be good. And Troy Houghton will have the first Peru State points. BC's lead trimmed to 1 with 17:57 to go in the first half. Skip pass over to the left side to Tyson. Kathy comes out on top. Ahmad. Be interesting to see if the Ravens find that scoring that they've been looking for from the 2-3. Here's Ahmad for a 3 now. And a rebound. Batted for. And Peru State's going to control it down. Jabril Harris pulls it down. Up the floor with it is going to come Man Baker. It is M-A-N, Man Baker. 17.5 to go in the opening half. Ravens up 1, 3-2. Harris goes right side, feeds into the lane. Back over goes Harris, baseline 3, drains it. Jabril Harris hits the 3. It is now a 5-3 Peru lead. 17-17 to go, first half. We're up here in Peru, Nebraska. No rain here in Peru. Back around to the left side. Driving in. Belt will put up a runner. And he'll hit it from about 8, maybe 9 feet over from the left side. Little right-hand jumper. Braden Belt with the short shot. Ties the game at 5. 16:50 to go in the opening half. Peru working against the BC player D. Comes topside to Lorenzo. Lorenzo Anderson. Starts right, drives left, keeps it alive. Skip pass over to the left side. They'll lob it off on top, and Jaden Timmy saw it coming. Picks off the pass. Great anticipation by the senior from Omaha. Pass will go back over to the left side. Tyson backing in, twisting, turning. He's got nothing to, and then his pass outside off the hands of Ahmad Lewis, and Benedictine with another turnover. Tyson Caffey coming out of the ball game and into the lineup for Benedictine. We're going to get 6'6 senior Joel Adise. And before that happens, it is a Peru timeout. Just an early timeout in this game. 16-17 to go. Opening half in Nebraska, where it's Benedictine and Peru State, even at 5.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Welcome back to the Al Wheeler Activity Center on the campus here of Peru State College, Peru, Nebraska. Driving down, Bobcats, the ball gets away, it's on the floor, it's rolling around, and it's going to be taken away by Braden Bell. Great hustle by Braden. And Benedictine on offense. Here's Ahmad Lewis. Starts left, cuts right, drives into the lane. May have traveled, no whistle, gets it out on top. Adise backing in, twists, turns, can't get a shot. 14 on the shot clock, plenty of time, and Benedictine will reset the offense. Off the screen, they'll come out on top, and BC will have the pass batted out of bounds. Braves will have it in front of the Peru bench, but now 7 on the shot clock. 15:40 to go in the opening half. Ungashik coming out of the game, also Ahmad Lewis will check out for Benedictine. Into the lineup, I've got Preston Reynolds and, is that Bryson, I think? Can't quite. It's hard to see, I'm going to tell you, the scorer's table, not the optimal place to watch a basketball game. Too close to the floor. It is, in fact, Anthony Hall for Benedictine. And now the Rams are going to turn it over off the inbound. Here comes Peru State. Bobcats with the ball over to the right side. Baseline shot is going to be up and no good. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. Anthony Hall coming down with the board. Ravens have played 8 deep so far today. Here's Timmy. He'll back in, twist and turn, fall away, shoot and score. Jaden Timmy, well done, his 5th point. Benedictine back in front, 7-5, and we're 5 minutes in. Bobcats have Man Baker right in front of me here, works out to the left side, goes top of the key, pulls up his dribble, jumps it back over to the right edge. We'll pick up the new players in for Peru. That is Sevon Traylor, a 6'5 junior from Atlanta, Georgia. Here's the top of the key, long 2, off the rim, no, and another rebound for Jaden Timmy. That'll be Jaden's 3rd board already in the game to go with his 5 points. Having a great start here tonight. 14.5 to play in the half. BC with a basketball, leading it by a pair. Here's a quick jump shot by Belt, well short. And that was going to be about a 13 or 14 foot 2-point shot from just inside the free throw line. Not going to go in. Here's a 3 from the other end. It's off and a long rebound. Pull back down by Houghton. Peru will follow it up and miss again, and we will have a Benedictine foul. Joel Adise collects his 1st foul tonight. Not only is it Joel's 1st, but it is the 1st by either team, and an opportunity to tie the game is presented here to Troy Houghton. The 6'4 senior from Omaha will have 2 free throws. He's got 2 points already. Takes plenty of time, takes a long look, misses the shot, and BC is going to make a couple of changes, and Coach Moody looking to try to find a combination to get the points that he's been looking for. Braden Belt will come out, and the 6-foot senior, Jake Thompson, out of Rockhurst High School, is into the game. And now Houghton can get his team within 1, and he does, hits the 2nd of 2. It is 7-6 Benedictine. At 14-14 to go in the opening half of the men's game. Here's Preston Reynolds, the Benedictine 6'5" freshman guard. He'll glide to the left side, gets inside, dumps it over to the right. Jake does not take the shot, instead tries to drive in. The defender has time to come up and pick him up. And now he'll kick it off on top to Preston. Back over to the left side, Timmy. Little head fake, loses his defender. Shot is up short. Caught on the fly by Man. And back up with the Wacom, Peru State. 13:45 to go in the first half. Again, Peru State having a spectacular season at 18-6. 13-5 in a very good Heart of America Athletic Conference. Tomcats in those home lights work the left side. They've got the shot clock down to single digits as a three-pointer by Donzel Johnson is up and good. Donzel Johnson into the game for moments out of Bloomington, Illinois. A 6'1" junior guard. Here comes Benedictine trailing by two. The jumper by Jake. No. Rebound PSU. Here they come. Coming up with the ball is going to be man-man. Out on top is going to be Houghton over to the left side to Baker. Top side it comes to Traylor. Through works the ball. This is probably one of the things they do best is just moving the ball around. Here's a nice little behind-the-head pass as he was falling down by Baker. It'll come to the right side. Johnson goes three and misses. And a rebound, a D save. So Benedictine back up the floor at 12:40 to go in the half. Down a pair. Bobcats are going to bring Dave Wingate back in, the 6'7" guy. Here's a three for Timmy. Wide left, and the rebound, clear down Peru State. Donzel Johnson clears it down, and again, it'll be Baker, and he walks it up the floor. Both teams struggling with shooting early in the game. Each of them is 3 of 9. Here's a little shot from the middle. Missing! I mean, by a little shot, I'm talking 3-4 feet away from straight out front for Jabril Harris. Misses the shot. Ravens board it down. And here comes Preston. He'll lump it out on top. Over to the left side it goes. The feet underneath. The D-Sag cannot hit the layup. And now it's on the floor. Players ripping at the basketball. I suspect we will get a jump ball called underneath there. I don't suppose I'm seeing anything. No, they're going to be calling a foul on a Adise. Can't understand how Joel was between two Peru players, and they're going to call a foul on him, his second. And Adise coming out of the game for Benedictine. Peru taking a timeout? No. I thought I had heard Coach Gentry say something about that, but maybe not. Let's look out on the court. Benedictine is going to bring Tyson Caffey back in. So you got Tyson Caffey and Jake Thompson out there. Preston Reynolds. Benedictine's got Anthony Hall on the floor. And the feed in the middle of the layup is going to be up and good. Sam Ungashik. It is now an 11-7 lead for Peru. And we've got 11:27 to go. Benedictine from underneath. Then a miss by Caffey. Rebound and back the other way. Here comes Peru. They'll drive in the middle. Does a handle the basketball. Here comes BC. 11-11 to go in the half. Jake Thompson comes down with it. Gets the ball a little too far away from him. Loses the handle. It's going to be stolen on the other end. The two-handed layup is going to be up and good by Savon Traylor. And the Ravens have seen enough. We're going to take a timeout with Coach Moody. Taking a break with Benedictine Joseph at 11:03 to go in the opening half. We're in Nebraska, where it's Peru State 13, Benedictine 7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Great timeout being utilized by Benedictine and head coach Ryan Booty. What you got to do with a quality team like Peru here tonight when you're on the road in their place? Can't let them get a big lead. You see this little momentum starting to build. You see them start putting together a bit of a lead. You've got to stop that momentum. You take the timeout. You're going to let the heat cool a little bit and then kind of circle the wagons with your guys, get everybody on the same page and put it back out of the court. It's a 13-7. Peru lead. Benedictine, 3 of 12, hitting 25% of the shots. Peru, 5 of 12. Big difference at 42%. Now we'll have a foul inside. Going to be on the Bobcats, Wingate. And that is, and I was going to get to that, that is Wingate's first foul. Peru State had not committed a foul yet, and we're over 9 minutes into the game. That is their first foul this evening. So not a lot of fouls. Very much different than the girls' game earlier where, you know, every time somebody would like do a sidestep or have a hiccup, there was a foul or hardly any fouls being called here, letting the guys kind of play. Here's Ungashik into the lane, turns and gets it to crawl over the front lip of the rim, and good Sam. His first points tonight. It's 13-9. Peru, 10.5 to go. Benedictine trailing by 4. Over to the right side. The three launched and drained from the right edge. Donzel Johnson has his second three. And it's 16-9. The 7-point advantage is the largest of the evening for Peru State, with just over 10 minutes to go in the opening half. Game moving along at a brisk pace. You see Ungashik will have it on top. Starts over to the right side. Kicks it back to the left. Looking into the middle. It's going to be Jaden Timmy, and Timmy off the window. What an athletic play by a senior from Omaha's Creighton Prep. It is 16-11, Peru, and we're down to 9:50 to go in the half. Peru comes off top side. That's going to be Skylar Wilson in the game. Dumps it over to Wingate. Wingate will go back to the left. That's man-man Baker. They'll drive it over, skip pass to the right side. The baseline, open three, in and out. No. Rebound, Ungashik. The shot missed by Wingate, and Benedictine coming up the floor. 9:20 to play in the first half. Sam starts in, dumps it over to the right side, and he was looking to kick it to Ahmad, but a defender saw it coming, got a hand on it, deflects the pass. Back up comes Peru State. Benedictine's going to have to work on ball security more. Here's a jumper from the left side, missing for three, and a rebound. Belt will tip it out. Ungashik will bring it up, so give Belt a rebound. Benedictine is at starting five, back on the floor. Ungashik, Lewis, Timmy Belt, and Kathy. Out on top is going to be Ahmad. Again, they've got to get Ahmad finding the range. They did his point production. Back and in, Tyson Kathy. Great defense on him. He will hook and miss. Tip it up, going in. So a bucket by Tyson Kathy, and he is on the board. Benedictine now trails at 16-13, and we're at 8:40 to play here in the first half. Peru has not scored in, maybe close to 2 minutes now. Little head fake from the top. Going to the left side is going to be Wingate. Dumps it down on the edge to Sevron Traylor. Back out Wingate. Goes three, missed it. Rebound tipped out and pulled down by Ungashik. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with an opportunity to tie with a long shot. And we're at 8:15 to go in the half. Driving in is Ahmad, puts off the off-balance shot and missed it. I don't know what that was. He was well off-balance, couldn't get rid of the ball, and just had to finally launch it at the rim as he was committed. Now here's a pass down to the baseline. Wingate steps inside on Timmy, drops the shoulder, reverse layup. Timmy blocks it, and it's going to be called for a foul. No. Not going to be called for a foul. We're just going to get a timeout taken. How about this? We'll take a timeout. Here's our media break, Joseph, just now coming with 7:55 to go in the first half. The score, Peru State 16, Benedictine 13.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Peru as we come back to the theme song for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air playing in the background. 7:55 to go in the first half. Men's College Basketball here this evening on CARE Radio. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Benedictine having it in play. Trails by 3, 16-13. And up the floor with it again is going to come Sam. Ungashik will have it to the right side. Looking across, BC still with that starting five out there. Actually, by that I mean back out there. Here's Ahmad Lewis. They've been starting, and then they've been out. Now Ahmad goes in, kicks it back. Here's a shot. It's three. Won't fall for Belt. And a rebound, Peru State. Bobcats up the floor. Ajante Hogan in the game now. Ajante is a 6 foot, 5 inch sophomore out of Lincoln. Peru goes right side, trapped in the lane, comes topside, wing it, shot for three, no, rebound tipped out, and Ahmad will clear it down, but we get a Peru State foul. Whistle's going to be on Dave Wingett. For Dave, it's a problem, his second foul. Matter of fact, he's got the only two fouls committed by Peru State tonight. Benedictine has also committed two fouls, and both of them on Joella Dice. 7:15 to play in the half. Ravens are going to take Tyson Caffey out of the game, and coming in now for Coach Moody is going to be the 6'8 senior out of Shawnee Mission South High School in Overland Park, Hunter Schneider, in the game. Hunter plays up at a high post. He's going to be defended by Jabril Harris. Right side, Ahmad. He will start to drive in, drops a shoulder, a little off-balance shot, does not go in, but he draws the foul, and it'll be Ahmad Lewis coming to the free throw line. But nice for him to have been able to hit that shot in a plus one, but they'll take a couple of free throws here. It is going to be foul number one by Man Baker for Peru State. Ahmad Lewis comes to the line for the Ravens. First shot, airborne, and not there. Wide to the right side, rolls down the right side of the rim. Ungashik out of the game and back in Preston Reynolds for Benedictine. Preston, a Leawood, Kansas guy out of Shawnee Mission East. Deep breath, long look for Ahmad Lewis. The second free throw, perfect. And he is on the board tonight. First point of the night for Ahmad. It is 16-14. And we're at 6:50 to go. Peru has not scored now in over three, maybe close to 3.5 minutes, according to my math. Back at the end of the right side, twisting, turning, they'll feed to the left, the baseline rainbow, nope, rebound, oh, what a job! Hunter Schneider just wrecked through the middle, and now the outlet pass by Preston Reynolds lands somewhere around the, somewhere between the athletic director's office and the trainer's facility. I mean, we're talking about 35 feet beyond the end of the floor. Here comes Peru State back down with it. 6.5 to go in the half. Nice feed into the middle where the shot is up and the Ravens commit a foul. Sivan Traylor fouled by Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad getting foul number one and Traylor coming to the free throw line for the Bobcats. Traylor out of National Park College, and I will candidly and freely admit to you, I have no idea where National Park College is at. His home is Atlanta, Georgia. And he hits his first free throw. And he's got 3 points. All of those things I know. But National Park College, I do not know. One more free throw for Savon. Traylor looks it and gets them both. 4 points for Savon Traylor. Peru is back on the board for the first time in a long time, leading Benedictine again by four. And we've got 6:15 to go, opening half of what's been a relatively low-scoring business here tonight. Ravens like that. That's what their defense strives to do, keeps their opponents, you know, that mid-upper 60s is kind of the, I believe, the goal that we've talked about with Coach Moody. Backing in is going to be Preston Reynolds. In traffic, forces up the shot, can't knock it down. Troy Houghton, great defense. And now flying up the floor is going to be Lorenzo. Anderson will kick it left side where the three is missing. But Benedictine coming over there, and I think maybe Timmy's going to be called for the foul. Yeah, Jaden Timmy. They're going to say a foul, and is it going to be free throws? I thought it probably would be, but the official is going to say no. They're putting the ball in play. So Peru will bring it in. 5:50 to go in the first half. Bobcats with a basketball leading it here 18-14. They'll swing it over to the left side to Traylor again. Out in front of us here, Lorenzo Anderson. Down to the baseline to man-man Baker. He goes into the lane, falling away, puts a shot up from behind his head. When you reach back, you use your body to, you know, box out the defender, stretch out your free hand. Here's a wide open three for Timmy that's off to the right side. And Peru's Jabril Harris rebounds it down. 5:15 to go. So Benedictine in 15 minutes has scored 14 points so far tonight. And Peru not much better with 18. Now the ball is batted away from behind. Picked back up. Bobcats off the window, but it's good. Troy Houghton has five. 20-14. Ravens down a half a dozen. They have trailed at one point by as many as seven. And we've got 4:50 to go in the first half. Underneath, the shot missing for Hunter Schneider. Big guy, I thought was just going to power move that thing up, but unable to get it to fall. Bobcats will go baseline left. It's going to be knocked away out of bounds, and Jose is off Benedictine down to the baseline. Hunter Schneider back out of the ball game and returning to the floor for BC is going to be Tyson Caffey. 4:40 to go in the half. And again, Lorenzo Anderson has it on top. The Ravens are going to steal it away. Driving down, the shot is up and missed. And Ravens do not get their goaltend. And Ungashik fails on a breakaway layup to convert. And now we're going to have another steal by Benedictine. So the Ravens with back-to-back takeaways. But then the point is you got to convert and get some points out of them. With 4:15 to go in the half. Sam tries to lean in. The defender backs away. The feed underneath to Tyson. And BC will throw it away again. And now down to the baseline. The official says Peru is going to step on the line. Benedictine sloppy with the basketball right now. 4 minutes to go in the half. Back in for the Ravens will come Braden Bell. Into the game for Peru State will return Donzel Johnson. Donzel is their leading scorer with a couple of threes tonight. 4:07 to play here in the first half. Ravens are going to bring it in. Tyson gets it to Jaden. Timmy, left side. That was anticipated. Here comes Anderson. It's going to be a little showtime. He'll throw it down. He saw that coming. Timed the jump. Threw it down, puts his team up by eight. It's 22-14. Largest lead of the night for Peru. 3:47 to go. The Benedictine shot for the baseline. Wasted. Knocked away. Houghton will come down the floor. Slips and falls. The ball's on the court. Picked up by BC. And the Ravens are going to take it the other way. Braden Bell picked up defensively in the backcourt. Skips it over to the left side. Here comes Preston. Reynolds into the lane. Is it an offensive foul? Oh, yeah. Preston Reynolds a little out of control. Will collect his first foul. And for the Ravens, it's going to be team foul five. 3.5 minutes to play. First half. 22-14. And Benedictine has scored a point in the last 6 minutes, I think, maybe. Peru's on a 6-0 run over the last 2:50. And we're going to have a foul. Let's see. It's going to be the first of the game for Braden Belt. Bobcats coming to the free throw line. Lorenzo Anderson hasn't had a free throw tonight. Peru State has only had two. They've hit, or rather four. They've hit three of them. This one, not very close for Lorenzo. I got a feeling he's a much better free throw shooter than that one looked. Jaden Timmy comes out of the game. Ahmad Lewis back in, also back in for Benedictine. Will come Sam Ungashik taking out Preston Reynolds. Benedictine is 0 for the last 7 shots, 1 of their last 9, and has turned it over 3 times in the last 3 minutes. Hasn't scored in 3:40. Here's a free throw. Got it. So Lorenzo Anderson will miss the first, hit the second, making it a 23-14 ball game. 3:14 to go in the half. Back out top side, thinking about the three. Now he's going to pass it up. Sam dumps it over to the left side. It's going to be knocked away. Behind the back pass, outlet down the court. Driving layup is going to be up and missed, but a Benedictine foul. And again, his players fall to the floor. This one is going to be on Braden. Belt will collect his second foul tonight. Both he and Joel Adise with two each. For Peru, 17 minutes into the game, they have been called for 3 fouls so far this evening. And at the line for the Bobcats is going to be Troy Houghton. 5 points tonight for Troy. That one is 6. A very unconventional free throw shooting style as he holds the ball out in front of him about shoulder high and then just flicks the fingers and throws it forward. Not the whole arm or anything. It's just a flick of the wrist, really. And this one missing. Ravens rebounded down and trail by 10 for the first time tonight. 24-14, 2:50 to go. Benedict can down double fingers, and Thompson with it is going to be Ungashick. Skip pass over to the right side to Anthony Hall. Anthony pushed past Thompson, Ahmad Lewis. Shot clock's rolling along at 14. Ahmad still looking for his first field goal of the game, and he's going to travel with it. Nice defense in the middle by Troy Houghton. Ahmad Lewis was beaten on the play, and first eight will come up floor, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout first. Let's do it. Taking a break with Benedict, and we're in the late going of the opening half. 2:38 to play before halftime it is. Podcast 24, Benedict and 14.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska, where the Bobcats put the ball in play, launch a three that is well off to the right side. And again, you had Lorenzo Anderson. He was just kind of laying back and hunting that upcourt pass. BC decides not to make it. That was a smart decision. Here's the feed underneath. Tyson Caffey's layup is pinned to the backboard. Doesn't go up strong and throw it down, and the shot ultimately rejected and fails. And now Peru is going to step on the baseline as they were coming out of the court so fast, couldn't stop. Benedictine, the beneficiary of a Bobcat turnover, 2:05 to go in the half. Broom is on an 8-0 run over the last 4 minutes, and Ravens are 0 for the last 8 and 1 for the last 10. Drifts down the court. Minute 55 to go in the half. Back court to the right side is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad with 1 point on 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Here's a three for Ungashick. There it is. How about that, Sam? In BC on the board, 24-17, down to a minute 40 to go. Until that bucket, the Ravens had not scored in, over 5 minutes, going on 6 minutes. Peru eases over to the left side, comes back to the top of the key, dishes it over to Donzel Johnson. Now down to the baseline right is going to be Troy Houghton. Houghton working against Tyson Caffey, puts a shot up over him and scores it. 26-17, and a minute 11 to go in the half. Sam, right side. He thought about another three, couldn't. Gets it over to Tyson. Back to the right. The three is an air ball way too long for Anthony Hall. Cleared it back to the far side of the rim by a couple of feet, and the coast-to-coast drive, but the ball is going to be lost away and out of bounds. Is it off Peru? Or is it off Benedict? And your business hasn't given me a clear call yet. It's going to be Bobcat basketball. Jaden Timmy coming back in for Benedictine. Savon Traylor coming in for Peru State. Ravens are also going to bring Jake Thompson back into the game. And we are under a minute to go in the opening half. 55 seconds left before intermission. 26-17. Bobcats in front. Peru will dump it over to the right side. Pivoting with the left foot. Now backing in. Twisting, turning. Hook shot, no. Offensive board, followed up, no. Rebound tipped out of the Ravens are going to secure the basketball. Here comes Benedictine with 44 to go in the half, trailing by 9. Cutting into the lanes, Jake Thompson has an avenue, and his shot is blasted away. Rebounding it down is Savon Traylor in Peru State. Jake had the Red Sea part, and he had the whole lane, no one in the middle. And as he goes down, the defender comes behind and just swats it away. Here comes Peru. 10 on the shot clock, 15 to go in the half. 8 on the shot clock, now 7. Over to the left side, little one-handed raindrop, no. Rebound Benedictine, 7 seconds, 6. Ungashick goes left side, the defender reaches around him, and Man Baker will slap it away from Sam by reaching around from him from behind as he's running full tilt down the court, knocks it out of bounds, and Benedictine is going to have 3 seconds to get the ball in play at the baseline, getting a shot away. It comes in, back to Sam. His three is off, and we are going to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you from Nebraska. It's intermission. The score, Peru State 26, Benedictine 17.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Well, teams have gone to the locker room, and we're going to recap that opening half for you in the guys' game as Peru State leads at intermission by 9, 26-17. Benedictine broke out on top. It was a really close game for the first 2.57 minutes, and then Peru put on a little bit of a run. Got up by 7 with a little over 10 minutes to go and have held Benedictine at arm's length since then. Scoring for Peru State is Troy Houghton with 8 to lead the way. Donzel Johnson, a couple of three-point shots, has 6 at the break. 4 in the first half for Savon Taylor. 3 each for Lorenzo Anderson and Jabril Harrison, 2 for David Wingett Jr. Peru State 26 at halftime. My guess is they have never scored so few in a half this year. For Benedictine, 17 at halftime. Jaden Timmy, 7, blazing the trail. It was 5 for Sam Ungashik, 2 apiece, Braden Belt, Tyson Caffey, and 1 for Ahmad Lewis. So Benedictine starters, if you want to put a spin on it, is all the starters have scored, but they include scores of 1, 2, 2. So 5 points among 3 of those starting 5. No bench points for Benedictine so far. Fouls? Peru State only committed 3 fouls in the entire first half. Remarkable. 2 of them on Dave Wingate. For Benedictine, 7 opening half fouls. Braden Belt with 2. Joel Adese with 2. 1 each on Reynolds Lewis and Timmy. That said, should be an interesting second half. We'll be curious to see. Benedictine's defense can continue to hold this team to 26 in the second half, and if the Raven offense can come to life and put some points on the board. That will all unfold as we return, but right now, it's halftime in Nebraska. We'll be back to bring you the second half, but with our halftime score, Peru State 26, Benedictine 17, we're taking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Oh yeah, it's a halftime you've been waiting for.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we're with the Benedictine Ravens as they're on the road in Peru, Nebraska. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a few minutes. I did want to mention that coming up on the Care Country Sports Schedule, we've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow evening. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evening. Friday night brings us to high school basketball as we've got ACCHS at Valley Falls games with the girls taking to the court sometime right around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court about 8 p.m. Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball as they will be at home hosting William Penn. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the girls game. The men should take to the court by 4. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them in women's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust, the kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
The final scores for women's basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference for this evening start with Mount Mercy beating Culver Stockton 62-60. It was Central Methodist 91 to Evangel's 61. Peru State beat Benedictine 73-55. Missouri Valley topped Park 67-66. In the Clark William Penn game, it was Clark on top, 74 to William Penn's 57. Grandview had 100 points to Graceland's 69, and Mid-America Nazarene topped Baker, 71-61. I'll be back in just a minute with a good look at the men's scores for games in action right now.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look at men's scores at the half, it is Mid-America Nazarene and Baker all knotted up at 40 points. They're tied currently. Grandview is trailing Graceland. Graceland's got 40 points to Grandview's 24. In the William Penn-Clark game, William Penn is on top at 59 points to Clark men's 40. In the Evangel Central Methodist game at the half, it's Evangel 48, Central Methodist 44. And Culver Stockton is trailing Mount Mercy with a score of Mount Mercy 36, Culver Stockton 28. Missouri Valley and Park are matching up tonight, and Missouri Valley at the half is leading 41 points to Park's 29. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, Peru State is currently leading Benedictine 26-17. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 32 tonight under overcast skies with rain likely early then becoming mixed precipitation. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 44. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Well, it's official. We've recorded 1/10 of an inch up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We have 35.8 degrees registering on the thermometer in Fahrenheit. The current winds are out of the east, northeast, at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity 93%. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 29.89 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 34 degrees Fahrenheit, and our feels like temperature out there is currently 32 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside momentarily.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
And we're back with you here in Peru, Nebraska. Tom Counts with you, courtside. Joseph, producing and engineering in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Just had a quick chat with Ted Harshberger, the long, long time sports information director here at Peru State, who has stepped aside to take a different job with the administration of the school, a new SID coming in this season, but he's still very much involved in what goes on here at Peru State. A delightful, delightful gentleman. 26-17 is your halftime scores. Both teams are out of the locker room and going through some pre-second half warm-up drills out of the floor in front of us. And tell you what, for Benedictine, it's just a matter of getting some shots to fall. Simple as that. Ravens hitting 25% of their first half shots on 17 of 28 shooting. Peru State is 9 of 26, and that is a 35% clip. From the outside, these two teams are nearly even. 22% for Benedictine, 21 for Peru. Ravens of 2 of 9, and Peru is 3 of 14. At the free throw line, bit of a difference. Ravens 1 of 2, Peru 5 of 8. Each team turning it over 9 times. Peru is out-rebounded Benedictine, 22 to 17 in the first half. And again, leaders for Benedictine. Jaden Timmy leads with 7 points. Jaden Timmy leads with 5 rebounds. For Peru, it is Troy Houghton with 8 points to lead the way. And Jabril Harris has 7 rebounds for the Bobcats. We're set to go to the second half. It would appear that for Peru State and their head coach, Roman Gentry, it's going to be the same five that started the game with Troy Houghton and Lorenzo Anderson, David Wingett, Man Baker, and Jabril Harris. Benedictine still huddled up around head coach Moody, and I'm just kind of stepping back down here on the scores table right now, adjacent to the bench, looking at the jerseys of the guys he's got sitting in front of him, and it will be their starting five as well with Sam Ungashik and Ahmad Lewis. Jaden, Timmy, Braden, Belvin, Tyson, Kathy. Here we go. Ravens in the traveling black with red uniform. Peru State to the home white with blue. And we're ready to get it away with the second half. It'll be Benedictine basketball coming into midcourt from the far side. And it'll be put in play by Ahmad Lewis. We are underway in the second half. Ravens have a hill to climb. See if they can make that happen. The feed over to the left side, driving in. Braden Belt goes in, goes up, missed the driving layup. But we're going to have a foul right out of the gate on Peru State. And that's a big one because Dave Wingett, as few fouls as there have been, Dave Wingett will have his third tonight. There's only been one other foul on Peru State all night. That was on Man Baker. So Wingett will have 3 fouls very likely coming out of the game. And a free throw for Belt rounds around and good. Braden Belt has his 3rd point today. They are going to leave Wingett in the game. One more shot coming up here for Braden. This one, it's good. So Braden Belt will have 4 points. And Benedictine starting its battle back. It's 26-19 and 19:45 to go. Bobcats over to the left side, down to the baseline, backing in with it is going to be Troy Houghton. Comes off on top, the three buried. Jabril Harris, his 2nd 3 of the game, 29-19, and right back to the double-digit lead goes Peru State. 19-20 to play in the game. Here's Ahmad, cuts into the lane against the defender, missed it, rebound, put back up and in. That was a nice, nice play by Tyson Cassie. 29-21, 19-10 to go. Wingett will have it topside. Peru doesn't seem to be worried about him picking up a 4th foul. He'll come off on top, and again, the uncontested 3. And again, Jabril Harris just throws it in. That's his 3rd, and 2 of them already in the 1st minute of the second half. 32-21, Peru State. Now it is an 11-point lead, their largest of the game. 3-point shot is up for Belt. Can't knock it down. Here comes Peru. 32-21, Bobcats 11-point lead. Over to the left side is going to be Troy Houghton. Back out on top, it'll be Anderson. Lorenzo will throw it out between the circles to Man Baker. They'll dish it back over to the left side to Wingett. Wingett looks to the middle, goes on top, step into the side, little sidestep, 3-point shot missing. And a rebound is going to be tipped out, and Peru will commit a foul in the process. Foul is going to be on Troy Houghton, his 1st. And it's going to be team foul 2 of the second half by Peru State. Benedictine has not committed a second half foul yet. 18-18 to go in the game. And again, Ungashik walks it up the floor. Sam has 5 first-half points. Dribbles the ball in front of the Benedictine bench. Goes to the right side of the block. Gets it there to Jaden Timmy. Back out to Sam. Sam will accelerate. Takes toward the baseline. Brings it back to the top. Gets it there to Ahmad. Dishes it over to the left side to Belt. He'll back away. Kicks it to Timmy. He'll launch the 3. Yes! Jaden Timmy. Double digits for Benedictine. 32-24. Ravens battling tough with 17:40 to go. BC going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. Peru State with a basketball. Wing will have it up on top. Both teams still with the original starting 5. 2.5 minutes in the second half. On the left side with it is going to be Houghton. He'll work his way to the baseline, working against Ahmad. Loses the handle of the ball. The shot is going to go up and miss. The follow shot is going to go up and miss. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Belt. Here comes BC. Off the floor, Ungashik. Sam rolls down the right side. Keeps it dribble line now in front of the Benedictine bench. You go to Belt on the top, over to Timmy. He'll cross at the free throw line, back out on top to Belt, falling away. The three won't fall. Rebound underneath Timmy on the floor once, draws a foul. Puts it on the floor once, goes up with the shot, and we will have a foul on Murray State's Christian Tedane. And he has not been in the game yet tonight, to the best of my recollection. Christian is a 6'7 sophomore out of CB. Free throws coming up for Jaden Timmy. On his way, rolls it in. Wasn't exactly pretty, but it counts all the same as it rattled around a little bit and then fell through. 11 points for Jaden Timmy. 32-25, and the Ravens are right back in this thing with 16:59 to play. Jaden, waiting for the official to get him the ball. Benedictine is going to bring Tyson Campy out of the game and bring Joella Dise back in. Second free throw, rims out, no good. 32-25, Ravens trailing by 7. 16:50 to go and rolling along. Crew State up court with it, Lorenzo. Anderson goes to the right side to Baker. Man-man dumps it over. Harris, he's been red hot. Will pass up the shot that time against the Raven defense. Feeds it out again on top to Harris. Joel Adise right in his grill. Now here's a driving shot from the right side. It's going to be in and up, and Wingett has four. 34-25. 16 and a half to play. Here tonight for Benedictine on the road. The Ravens, hard to believe, three games left after this one. Remarkable. To the right side with the ball, that's going to be Ungashik. Dumps it over to the left. Cutting into the lane. Ahmad off the window. High and good, Ahmad Lewis. 34-27. And we have 16 minutes left. Crew works against the BC player D. Here's the left side. The set shot. Three for Savon Traylor. His first three. Right now in the second half, Crew State is scoring not from the inside so much. One inside basket, but they've hit three threes already in the second half. 37-27. Back and in. Timmy comes out on top. Ahmad to Rainbow. Three for Ahmad. He may have found the range. Ahmad Lewis, back-to-back buckets for five, and it's 37-30, 15-20 to go, and now the official's going to, on a drive to the bucket, he's going to call a third foul on Braden Belch. That'll be the first foul by Benedictine. In the second half, Coach Moody going to take a timeout, and the Ravens are right back in this thing. We're taking a break at 15:21 to play in the game. It is Peru State 37, Benedictine 30.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
I'm no coach. I don't understand. It's too complicated. These guys are way smarter than me. But at halftime, they've done something because for Benedictine, in the first half, 17 points. But for the Ravens in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half, they've already scored 13. So the offense has rallied. And now we'll see if it's going to be enough to overtake Peru State. Bobcats have the ball in play, leading it by 7. They'll have it up top side. That's going to be counting with it over to Skylar Wilson. Here's a shot from the outside. No offensive rebound. Back out, it's going to come to Wingett. He'll twist, he'll turn. It's going to be stripped away, picked back up by Peru. Out on top, all alone. Anderson gets a three. Super Peru State, there was good movement to the basketball. There was also some fortuitous bounces and breaks. Is that thing went into the hands of the right guys sometimes when it got loose. Braden Belt will lob it out on top, and there's going to be a whistle, and it's going to be a turnover by Sam. Unterschick knew it. He threw the ball, had the ball in the middle, tossed it to the top, but there was nobody there. And so now the Ravens are going to have Sam picking up a foul. It'll be his first Benedictine team foul, two of the second half. It is 40-30 Peru State and 14:45 to go in the game. Bobcats with the 10-point lead with the basketball. Skylar Wilson above the key, a little to the left side, dumped to the right, a little movement, and shaking Preston Reynolds, left alone, Savon Traylor hits another three. 43-30. And right now, Benedictine is having a hard time staying in front of the Peru State player. Here's Ungashik. The feed in the middle. Adise hooks it up and in. Joel Adise. First points tonight. 43-32. And we've got 14-10 to go. Bobcats right side. That's going to be Skyler. Wilson to Houghton. Back up to Wilson. A near travel back to Houghton. Top side trailer. A three. Another one. And Peru cannot miss. Three, four, five. They've hit six three-point shots in the second half already. And we've got 13:45 to go. They are just teeing off from outside. BC to the left to Adise. And Joel drops his shoulder to power in. Picks up a foul. It'll be his third. To the Ravens, not only pick up the foul, but they do not score. They give the ball back and trailing here by 14 points. It is the 13:34 to go. Here comes Peru State. Up the floor, Skylar Wilson. Peru moving the ball just around the outside. A little look away pass at the very long three. Buried again. That is the fourth three of the second half by Savon Taylor. And we've got 13:13 to go. So he's hit four threes in a little over 6 minutes. Here's a Raven three. Up and good, Jaden Timmy. So Timmy answers. And he's at 49-35. Peru State with the back top. Here's another three launched. That one is coming up short, and Benedictine will rebound it down. Coming up with the four, the Ravens, is going to be Anthony Hall. Timmy will go three again. That one does not drop. Adise could not come up with a rebound. Outlet's going to go up the court. Lorenzo Anderson goes in, crosses over, shots up, no good. Rebound BC. Ravens are going to take it the other way. Here comes Timmy. Slows it down as he gets into the forecourt, looking for a little bit of help. Stomps up at the top, feeds underneath to Joel. Adise is all alone, and the defender just reaches in and grabs him. He knew Joel was going to go up with that one strong. Foul is going to be on Savon Traylor. It is only his first. It is only Curry's, fourth of the second half. Back into the game, Dave Wingett and Man Baker for Coach Gentry and Peru State. 12:25 to play in the game. Peru State has been raining threes in. They're down 10-23. Here's Ahmad with it. BC back on offense. Lewis goes to the left side of the lane, pulls up the dribble, kicks it out on top to Timmy. Has it knocked out of his hand. Timmy's able to recover it. Now it's going to be stolen away again. Here comes Peru State over to the right side. The ball stripped away and knocked out of bounds. 12:06 to go in the game. Dane Timmy's going to get a little bit of rest. Been out there for that first 8 minutes of the second half. 26 on the shot clock as Peru will be putting it in play. Man. Moved to the inbound. Holding the ball high above his head. Looks it off on top. Instead, we'll go over to the right side. Little head fake by Wingett. Dumps it over to the left. A wide open uncontested three. That is an air ball. And a rebound down to Benedictine and Sam Ungashik. 11:55 to go. Out on top is going to be Preston. Reynolds goes right. Reaching around. Gets bumped and pushed. Back door. Layup is missed. Followed up and in Tyson. Tyson Caffey has a half dozen, and it is 49-37 with 11:40 to play. Ravens back to within a dozen. Peru State, top side, wing it, starts in. Right now, Peru seems like they're a happy team just to try to clear out, get a little room, put up that long shot like this one, but it misses, and a rebound is going to be tipped out. Ravens have it. Preston Reynolds up the floor. 11-11 to go in the game. Reynolds has it knocked away from behind, able to pick it up. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds, and we're going to get a foul call, or what are we going to have here? It will be Lorenzo picking up a foul. It'll be his first, and Peru, team foul five. Getting a little timeout as Preston Reynolds has got a little scratch on the elbow. They're trying to find the trainer for Peru State. Ah, yes, there she comes. Joseph, as they attend to a player, we're going to take a timeout. We're in Peru, Nebraska, and with 11-12 to go in the guys' game. The score, Bobcats 49, Benedictine 37.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska, where Benedictine coming down the floor. There was a big bear hug in the middle of no foul called. Ravens are going to save the ball, however. Shot clock is at 6. Ahmad goes down. It's getting a little wild here, and bodies again strewn across the floor. Let's see where this foul is going to land. He will be on Peru State. Is that Donzel getting it? Yeah. It'll be Donzel Johnson, foul number one. Peru State, half a dozen fouls now, and we are at 10:52 to go. Coming to the line for Benedictine, Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad is 1 out of 2 at the free throw line tonight. Has a half a dozen points. And he will get 2 shots here. The front one. Yes. So Benedictine at the free throw line tonight goes to 5 of 7. One more shot coming up here. 71%. That's not terrible. This one is up and nicely done. 6 of 8. 75% at the free throw line for Benedictine. BC back to within 10. It's 49-39. And 10:45 to go. Bobcats drive into the lane, dish it across. The ball is loose on the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds. The question is, off whom? I suspect it should be Raven basketball, and I believe that it will be. Peru will make a substitution. Is they're going to remove Troy Houghton from the ball game as he goes over, kind of limping to the sideline, and they're going to replace him with Jabril Harris, who's been stunning here in the second half, the 6'8" senior. 49-39, Benedictine. Trails by 10. They've got the basketball. Driving down the left side is going to be Sam. Comes back out on top to Preston. Over to the right, Ahmad. Into the lane, shoots it off the window, but no good. And the rebound is going to be cleared down by PSU. Wing it coming up with the basketball. He'll dump it over to the right side into the forecourt. Man-man Baker. We are midpoint of the second half. 10 minutes to go. The feet to the right side, wing it. Backs in, twists, turns, throws one up, missed it. And they will call Benedictine for the foul. The whistle is going to be on Tyson Caffey. You know, I've got him for his first foul tonight. Tyson picking up foul number one. It'll be Benedictine, team foul 4 of the second half. And at the line for Peru State, wing it. He's got 4 points tonight. Hasn't had a free throw opportunity this evening, and we'll put the first one in. 5 points now for David Wingett. He's a 6'7" junior from Winnebago, Nebraska, out of South University. Second free throw. He will get them both. It is now 51-39. 3 quarters of the way through this game. BC topside. Tyson Caffey comes up to set a screen. Ungershit goes the opposite way. Now the feed to Tyson, comes out on top, Preston, skips it right side. Here's Ahmad for a 3. It's going to be well short. And again, the rebound cleared away by Peru State. Lorenzo Anderson up the floor. Skips it over to the right side to Man-Man Baker. Bobcats run their offense. Murray State top side. Baker slips and falls. And we're going to get a timeout. As a slip, we'll have the ball coming in play from the far side. We're going to get our media break, Joseph. We're down to 9:27 to go in tonight's guys' game. The score here in Nebraska, Peru State 51, Benedictine 39.
Wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
With 9 minutes and 27 seconds remaining to be played to the ballgame here tonight, Peru State up a dozen, 51 to 39. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph at in the Care Radio Studios, doing the producing and the engineering and the certainly taking care of us in the from the studio. Ravens coming out on the court. Joel Adise and Jaden Timmy. Benedict is also going to have Amon Lewis out there. Sam Ungashik and rounding it out, Braden Belt. 9:20 now to go in the game. Peru with the basketball. Ravens down a dozen. Right side is going to be Wingett. Shot up. No, Adise boards it down. Ravens taking it the other way. Here comes Peru State. Sam will kick it out. Belt will go left. Track, backs away, dishes it right side, looking in, here comes Sam, passes on the shot, brings it back on top, shot clock in single digits now, Adise turns and hooks it off the window, don't know if that was a design, but it looked pretty, and Adise has four, 51-41, and we're now at 8:40 to go, BC had not scored in over 2 minutes before that bucket. And Peru is over their last five and no field goals in the last 4.5 minutes. So Ravens getting some opportunities. Here's the ball. It's going to be batted away and lost by Wingett. And superb defense by Jaden Timmy. Benedictine is going to get the ball back from the backcourt with 8:29 to play. Here comes Sam. Ungashik will work his way down the left side in the forecourt. Way down near the 28-foot mark. Plays off the screen by Adise. Hits for the baseline. Feeds in the middle to Joel. Joel's shot is up and it won't go down. Rebounding it down. Bobcat taking it the other way. 8:10 left in the game. Man-Man Baker. Little left-hand dribble. Drives it right over in front of his coach. And the through bench. Back to the right. The three is launched and hit by Lorenzo. Making it 54-41. Peru continues to just have a barrage of perimeter shots. Here's Belt with it. Works his way to the top to Sam. Feeds it to Joel. Adise standing literally on the left block. Goes into the lane, loses the handle, picks it up, kicks it off on top. Ahmad's got it with 6, 5, 3. Kicks it over to Timmy. His runner up off the rim. Rebound, Peru State. Benedict can utilize all our time. Never did really get a good look at the rim. And it's 7:15 to go in the game. Bobcats up the floor with it, leading by 13. There's a shot in the middle. Body's on the floor. Let's see where the foul's going to go. Probably going to be on Braden Belt, maybe. It is. So Braden will have, I believe, his fourth foul. And coming to the line for PSU is going to be Man-Man, who has not scored yet tonight. But he's going to come to the line with a couple of free throw opportunities right here. Man-Man Baker puts it up. No. Well short. Benedictine is going to bring Adise and Belt out of the game. As Dick Thompson comes in, also returning to the game will come Tyson Caffey. 7:14 to go.
Second free throw. No. Man, Baker does a lot of things for this team. Scoring does not seem to be one of them, as he misses both free throws and continues to be scoreless tonight. 54-41 with 9 minutes to play. Drew in front. Ravens have the ball. Timmy goes baseline. Gets the driving layup. It's up and good. Jaden Timmy. He's having a really good night. What is that? 16? 54-43. Peru over to the right side. Will step inside the ring. Going for the two-handed stuff, but Tyson Cathy rejects the dunk. Up wing it, who's sitting on the floor in the backcourt. The Ravens come up. Ahmad goes three, and it will not fall. Rebound. Tip down, and Benedictine is going to reset the offense. 6:20 to play. Back over to the right side, and we're going to get an offensive foul on BC. Foul is going to be on Tyson Cathy. His second foul tonight with 6:18 to go. Up the floor, Peru State. Down the left side is Baker. Man works around to the right side. Looks into the middle. Comes off on top. Wing it. Left side, Anderson. Lorenzo swings it over to Jabril Harris. As he goes into the lane, the Ravens will commit a foul. It's going to be whistled on Jaden Timmy. Timmy picking up his second foul tonight. At the free throw line for Peru, Jabril Harris. Shot is up, no good. Benedictine back up the floor. In the second half, Peru is 2 of 5 at the free throw line. And the Ravens are on offense at 5:50 to go. Bounce pass to the right side to Timmy. Jaden backs in, head fakes, loses his defender. Goes up and in. Two more for Jaden Timmy. It's 54-45. And on the other end, the shot is up, and they're going to wave it off with an offensive foul. Well done in the middle. Well played by Tyson Cathy. Going to be the second foul tonight for Peru State's Troy Houghton. And the Ravens coming up the floor. They're down by 9 with 5.5 to go. Benedict is still very much a part of this game. Ungashik will walk it up. Sam crosses at the middle. Cuts back to the right side. Defended by Anderson. The three for Jaden Timmy misses. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. BC with 5:19 to go. 14 on the shot clock. We're getting a timeout. Coach Moody is taking one. Yeah, we're doing it. Let's take a break with Benedict and Joseph. 5:19 to go in a game. Raven's looking to make a thrilling finish out of it. Peru State 54, Benedict and 45.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Hey, we're back with you in Peru, Nebraska. That's right. Peru, Nebraska. Where? The Peru State Bobcats lead at Benedictine with 5:19 to go in the ballgame, 54-45. Peru State coming in tonight. A very, very good team at 18-6 and 13-5 at a conference. The ball will come in play for the Ravens at their offensive end. Sam Ungashik will do the inbound work. He's going to go way up top side to Jaden Timmy. Over to the right. Cutting in the middle is going to be Ahmad. Skips it underneath. And the two-handed dunk. How about that? That's what the Ravens have been looking for from Tyson Cathy. Throwing it down, making it 54-47. And we've got 5 minutes left. Bruce with it on top. It's Houghton. Ravens trail only by 7. Here's a three. No. Rebound. Over the back. fouled up and in. No foul called. Houghton gets two. His first points of the second half. 56-47. 4:40 to play. Tyson goes right side. Sam starts in. No luck. Goes left. Ahmad three is short. Slapped back out on top by Kathy. Over to Timmy. Another three for Ahmad. He's got that range. Took the first one and missed it. Hit the second. And it's 56-50. Look out. Ravens battling back with 4:19 to go. It's a two-possession game. Bruce Dink will swing it over to the left side. Little Bobcat celebration may have been a little bit too early. There were a lot of smiles over on the sideline. And here at the scorer's table, here's a turnaround shot. It's off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Benedictson. Ravens into the forward court. Coach Sweeney put a hand up telling his team to slow it down at Ungashik. We'll have his heels in the center circle. Plays off the screen. Drives into the lane. Dumps it over to the left side. Ahmad gets bumped and pushed by Man. Man goes up with a shot. Bodies all over the floor. No foul called. Peru comes up with a basketball. Letting them play. Throwing bodies all over the place with 3:40 to go. And across that midcourt, it's Man Man. He will slide left. Now they're going to start running the clock down, and we're going to get an offensive foul. There you go. Jabril Harris tangling with Tyson Kathy, and Jabril, away from the basketball, makes an unwarranted and unnecessary move, and he looks a little cranky and is going to be taken out of the game by head coach Roman Gentry. Back into the lineup for Peruzzi is going to be Dave Wingett. Benedictson again in control of the basketball, trailing it by six with 3:30 to play. Here's Ungashik. Sam brings it up, goes left side. Jake Thompson, waiting for Jake to get on the scoreboard tonight. He will work over to the left side. Top side, Timmy. Right side, Ungashik. Sam defended by Lorenzo Anderson. Backing away. Here's a shot. It's a long two that won't go in. And the rebound, Bobcats. 3 minutes to go. Rams are going to get Braden Belt back in the game for Braden. And the ball's going to be stolen. Tyson Kathy coming down the court. Goes in, goes up, and misses it. But Ahmad with the follow. Ahmad Lewis with two. Peru State takes a timeout as the Ravens are on a run. We're taking a break, Joseph. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the ball game, and it is a ball game. Peru 56, Benedictine 52.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Happy to have you along with us here at the Al Wheeler Activity Center. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the night sky's game, and Benedictine has battled back, being now within four, 56-52. Joseph in the studio, Tom Katz with the air court side. It'll be Bobcat basketball. It'll come in play from deep in the backcourt and into the forecourt with it. It's going to come man-man Baker. He'll bring it to the top, play off the screen. We're going to get Ungashik, dumps it over to the left side. Houghton will drive to the baseline, lose the handle of the ball, but it's going to be fortunate that Peru State is able to pick it up, and Coach Gentry's on his feet now, telling his team to back up and slow down, and that is not really the way this Peru team has played, likes to play. Here's a three, missing. Rebound, Benedictine and Ungashik. 2:20 to go in the game. Ravens have the ball down by four. Here's Sam over to the left side. Gets it there to Ahmad. Lewis has found the range a little bit now in the second half. To Timmy. Back again to Ahmad Lewis. Man-man Maker defends him. Ahmad gets inside. The shot is up. No good. Ahmad knocked to the floor. No foul called. Baker coming up the floor with a left-hand dribble in front of the scorer's table. Cuts to the right side. Swings it over to the edge. A quick three launch trailer. Travels with a basketball, and the Ravens are going to have it back in. A minute 50 to play. I can see Coach Gentry getting a little gray. He's a young man, got a great head of hair, but I think some gray beginning to creep in as his team has allowed what has been a double-digit lead for the majority of the ballgame escape them. And now the Ravens are with the ball and within four. But time becoming a factor. We're at a minute 45 to go. Ungership will have it on the right side. He'll start left, come right, out on top, Jaden. Back it comes to Sam. Kimmy looking into the middle. Plays it back on top. Gets it to Amon. Over to the left side. Belt into the lane. Goes up in traffic. Two in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Peru. Anderson coming down with it. Neither team is able to score here in the last few minutes. Bobcats have the ball up top side, cutting to the left. Then we're at 17 on the shot clock, a minute 15 to go in the game. Crew can run this thing down to the final minute. And that's what they're going to do. Now they're playing to not lose. Out in the center circle is going to be Man-Man Baker. The ball's knocked away. Man-Man picks it up. A desperation throw at the buzzers. No good. Ravens come up with it. Here comes Ungashik. BC into the forecourt, gets a timeout. Joseph, we've got a finish coming. Timeout of the court with 51 seconds to play. It is Peru 56, Benedictine 52.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Back with you here with 51 seconds to play. Benedictine is going to be putting it in play from the far side, around that 28-foot mark. Putting it in is going to be Amon Lewis, brings it to Sam. Ungashik with a little right-hand dribble out near midcourt. 46, 45 seconds to go in the game and 19 on the shot clock. Ravens need to score on this possession. Feet underneath. Timmy, head fake goes up. Shot rejected. Got fouled. The foul is going to be on Troy Houghton. That may be a break for Peru State as it'll only be Troy's third. And back into the game is going to be Jabril Harris. Jabril was taken out of the game a little while ago. A little frustrated. Coach is just going to get him off the floor. Jaden Timmy at the free throw line drains the first of two. Out of the game for the Bobcats, Troy Houghton. And again, back in is going to be Jabril Harris. Jaden Timmy hits the first one, makes it 56-53. Second free throw is good. It is 56-54. Yes, a two-point game with 40 seconds left. Shot clock is at 30. So Peru State is going to have to get a shot up, or Benedict is going to have to get the ball back. I can tell you, and I have no facts to basis on, Peru State has not been held at 56 points by anyone this year. This team is too good. Bobcats with it up top side. They will accelerate, go across underneath, bring it back out on top. Baker has it, 12 on the shot clock. Looks underneath, it's batted away, and Ravens are going to steal the basketball. Ahmad Lewis has it. Here comes BC. Coach Gentry is holding his hand in his hands. He can't believe what has transpired. The Bobcats walking off the floor. They look shocked and dejected. And Benedictine is going to use what is their final time out of the game. Let's see what the Ravens do. Timeout, Joseph. 13 seconds to go in the game. Peru, 56. Benedictine, 54.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Some points have been hard to come by for both of these teams, but right now for Benedictine, check these facts. The Ravens are on a 6-0 run. They're on a 12-2 run over the last 6:43. Peru State has turned it over four times in the last 4.5 minutes, five times in the last 7.5 minutes, and Peru has not scored in 4:33. But the Ravens haven't scored in the last 2:33. So here we go. For Benedictine, what do you do? You're on the road, you really want to tie? You can look for the three. If you're looking for the three, who do you want taking it? Ahmad, maybe Jaden Timmy. We'll see. Here it comes in. Ravens with the basketball. The shot clock is off. 12 seconds. Over to the right side with 10. In front of the BC bench to Belt with 7. Out on top of Ahmad. Over to Timmy with 5. Timmy covered up the ball. It's batted away. It's on the floor. And the ball is going to be lost, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. Peru State will be coming to the free throw line with 1 second left. Bobcat defense prevents Benedictine from getting a shot. And it'll be the 1-and-1 for Savon Traylor, who has thrown in 3 after 3 after 3 in the second half of this game. He'll come up, Savon. Free throw, yes! It is now a 3-point Peru lead. With a minute, or rather with 1.8 seconds to go in the game. Second free throw coming up for Traylor. Takes his time. Checks the wind, checks the elevation. Flips it on its way and good. And Peru finally gets points on the board. Ravens will bring it in. Final score tonight. Peru State 58, Benedictine 54. And we'll be back right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Back with you here in the Al Weaver Activity Center on the Peru State campus as Benedictine found themselves trailing in the ball game. They trailed in the ball game for most of the game, trailing by as many as 13 points with about 7 minutes to go. But then battled back and took this thing right down to the wire. In fact, had a shot to tie or take a lead down by 2 in the last 10 seconds and couldn't get it to happen. crew escapes with a 58-54 win tonight. Let's recap the scoring, first of all, for the Bobcats. Peru is led by Savon Traylor. 18 points tonight. 10 in the game for Trey Houghton. Lorenzo Anderson had 9, as did Jabril Harris. And then 6 apiece, Dave Wingett and Donzel Johnson. For Benedictine, doesn't get much better than Jaden Timmy. 20 points tonight for the Benedictine senior from Omaha. Also in double figures, finding the range with 12 second-half points. Ahmad Lewis had 13 tonight. After that, it falls pretty dramatically to Tyson Caffey's 8, 5 for Sam Ungashik, and 4 apiece for Brandon Belt and Joel Adise. Tonight, both teams shot mid-30s from the floor. Peru, 19 of 51, Benedictine, 20 of 59. But from the outside, Peru was just outstanding. They went 11 of 29, three-point shooting. Benedictine, 6 of 21. At the free throw line, virtually even. 9 of 15 for the Bobcats, 8 of 10 for Benedictine. Peru turned it over 15, Ravens turned it over 14. Rebounds, Benedictine with a rebounding lead in the game tonight at 38 to 36. So, and Benedictine, they did their scoring in the paint. 28 in the paint. Peru had 16 because for Peru, it was all that outside shooting through the course of this one here tonight. And tell you what, they were just absolutely remarkable, Peru State was. That said, let's see what other scores. We're waiting for BC head coach Ryan Booty to come out and join us. See who all else in the conference may be done by now. Today's the 8th. Yeah, only 2 games left, and they are in the final moments. Starting at the top, Missouri Valley on the road tonight, winning it over Park 74-69. It was Mount Mercy at home, defeating Culver Stockton. Ravens there. Going to make a trip over to Canton here shortly. It is Mount Mercy 61, Culver Stockton 52. William Penn, as you would expect, a lot of points and no trouble defeating Clark tonight. 112-89. Clark Penn gives up 89 points and still wins by, 20. It was Graceland defeating Grandview this evening, 76-65. 2 games still going on. And now, you've got Evangelism and Central Methodist. It is a 3-point game with 7 seconds left. You've got Mid-America and Baker. That is a 3-point game with 40 seconds left. So, 2 games coming down to the final moments, and you know that they're taking all the time that they can in order to, work up that final bit of magic and see just how they go. Okay, I'm going to stick around a little bit. Coach Moody, give him an opportunity to come out. He always likes to have a chance to talk about the games right afterward. We got the baseball team out here in full baseball gear. I don't know if they're practicing under the lights. I don't know if it's raining outside or snowing or whatever, but they're picking up the chairs and doing that stuff. So it's very nice of them to be doing that job. Coming up next for Benedictine, it is going to be a home game up in the Nolan Gymnasium. The ladies game at 2 o'clock Saturday. The Benedictine men at 4 as the Ravens will play host to William Penn. William Penn, you just don't get them much better than they are top of the conference. And they will be a powerful team coming in. Ladies game at 2, guys game at 4. Here comes Coach. So join us for that game Saturday in the Nolan Gym here on Gear Radio. We'll get this gear out here and see if we've got where Coach can hear us, and we'll have a little quick chat with him. There we go, Coach. I don't know. Let's see if you can hear it. If not, we'll see if we can make it where you can. It's always the magic here. Is that working a little bit at all? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Brian Moody, head coach of the guys with us. Coach,
man, that team showed me some heart late in this game. I tell you what, that was a comeback. That was a great effort.
Yeah, we battled. I mean, I thought that the focus to the defensive game plan was spot on. I mean, they did exactly what we needed. Our entire game plan against Peru was we wanted them to kick out for three as much as possible. Like, kick out for three. And I thought we executed that pretty good. They made eight twos on us. It's not ours. They made eight twos on us. You know, we made them take, 29 threes. The game plan was great for execution wise. I thought they just did a fantastic job. They showed heart. This team, we held that team to 27 points under their average. They're the third, most efficient team in the NAI right now with an EFG, which is kind of it's a stat us coaches use quite a bit at 61%, and we held them to 37% from three and 37 from the field. I mean, this was a really, really good defensive effort. And unfortunately, you know, in the first half, Tom, you know, we're down nine at half. We had Ty miss a layup, Joel miss a layup, and then we had four block shots. You know, the guys weren't necessarily ready for the athleticism to start the game. You know, so there's missed opportunities. And then the second half, we got into a rhythm against that athleticism. Guys got to the rim. We got fouled a little bit. Temi played great. You know, we're struggling to get multiple guys, to be efficient, you know, and they're not trying to miss. They're taking good looks. We want them to stay aggressive. That last play, we were trying to win it. We were trying to get a three out of Temi. Unfortunately, they kind of jumped it and then, you know, he knocked it out of his hands. But, I thought this was a pretty tough show out of our guys. I mean, you know, we've lost, you know, four in a row going into this game. You got a really special offensive team in Peru, and I thought we showed up. We gave ourselves a chance, man. We had the ball with, you know, 14 seconds left with a chance to win the game, and on their floor, and the game's in the 50s. I'm not sure we could have executed better.
And when you talk about in the 50s, and I talked about it during the broadcast, and I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm just guessing. No one has held it.
Oh, no.
We're restricted to this number.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're literally one of the best offensive teams I've probably ever seen at the NAI level. And now, our 18-19 team was efficient like this. I mean, like, every guy out there can score in his way. They run a lot of ISO ball. You know, they're not running a bunch of sets or anything. They're just literally getting the ball to a guy, and he goes and does his thing. They've got six really, really good players. And when I say that, you know, their sixth is the guy that beat us, their sub. The trailer kid.
Yep.
You know, he banged in shots and got 18 points. Their starters, you know, really didn't show up. And once again, that's part of the game plan. You know, I mean, I say this probably quite a bit, but people that are listening, you can't take away everything a team does. It just doesn't work that way, right? So you have to try to slow them down by taking away making them do something they're uncomfortable with. We doubled their isolation mid posts. We switched ball screens and really gapped up and just tried to take away blocks and elbows and tried to take away twos. And like I said, they only made eight. So the defense, you know, I mean, put us in a position to win this game. And, you know, I thought that our offense was probably good enough tonight to win this game. We just got a little unlucky there with some block shots and some tough, you know, that last couple 2 minutes, we had a couple where we drove it in there and maybe there was some contact. They were calling it pretty even at both ends, you know, kind of letting guys play. If we just could have finished a bucket or two here or there. But, you know, this one hurts because, you know, our guys, man, they're hurt. I mean, but they're tough. And so I thought the toughness showed up tonight.
You briefly mentioned Jaden Timmy. I had him for 20 tonight. I mean, this guy, he's just like a number one.
He's playing really, really well right now. I mean, inspired senior basketball. I think all our seniors are playing really well. I mean,
oh, we appear to have lost Tom. I'm going to go ahead and close this out.
There.
There, you're back.
Are we back?
We're back.
Okay, we're back. they cut the power on us. Yeah, Temi's playing inspired. I thought all our seniors, you know, played well tonight. They all got in the game, gave some minutes and gave some productive minutes. You know, I mean, Hunter got in there, Chake got in there, did a good job.
Ahmad scored late. Second half, he's kind of found it.
Yeah, Ahmad played well in the second half and did a good job of setting his feet. Got to the rim a couple times, which is what we need. You know, it's just a grind right now. We're in that. Like, I mean, we're battling and we're fighting and clawing. But, you know, no rest for the weary, right? I mean, Saturday, you know, we're playing. This is the fourth highest scoring team in the NAI tonight that we played in Peru. and we get the luxury of playing the second leading highest scoring team in the NAI on Saturday at home in William Penn. They've won 18 games in a row, maybe 19 games in a row, and we're excited for the challenge. It'll be senior day. All five of our seniors will be recognized before our game, so any of our fans that want to come out, as soon as the girls' game's done, we'll be recognizing our seniors and their parents, and you know, we're gonna do what we did here tonight. We're gonna show up. We're gonna guard our tails off. We're gonna try to put ourselves in a position to win the game.
Coach, we look forward to seeing you up in the Nolan Center. And again, ladies and two, you guys are 4 o'clock. Should be great fun. This is gonna be a 19-win team here. You're gonna see a 20-win team again Saturday.
You know, I'm not saying this because where we're at or where, I'm not begging for people to come. I mean, like, our guys play their tail off, Tom. I mean, they play so hard. And play together and do things the right way. We're struggling and we've lost a few and whatever. When this season's over, we're going to look back. I'm telling you, this core group is really going to be good. This is part of the process. You know, when you're recruiting freshmen and high school seniors and stuff, and they got to get tougher. They got to get stronger. They start four seniors in this game tonight and a kid who went to Memphis out of prep school. And then went to South Dakota and then came here. That kid's older than Jaden Temme, who's a fifth year senior. You know, so we got a bunch of young guys out here battling, and I know we've got our seniors playing, but you know, we're going to be all right. This is just part of the process. And, so I don't, you know, we're not down and we're not out, but it hurts. Don't get me wrong. We're not okay with losing, but you know, sometimes you gotta have the tough ones to enjoy the good ones. And we're going to be all right. We'll battle on Saturday. We'd love to see everybody out there for senior day.
Coach, we'll be there. Appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
You bet.
Have a safe trip back.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. This is tremendous effort for BC tonight, coming up just short in the final seconds of the ball game. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Tomorrow night, Sports Look, coming up right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report. So around 5:15, 20, something like that. Gus now bringing you Sports Look. High school basketball Friday night, Benedictine Saturday afternoon, 2 and 4, ladies and guys. Till we greet you next time for Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for Nebraska, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.